Good morning. I'm going to speak a little bit before we do meditation. My name is Marilee O'Brien, and I am here to help you remember just how deeply loved, adored, capable, protected, fabulous, and amazing you are. What was the first thought you had after I said that about yourself? Was it positive or was it negative? Positive? Negative? Well, I'm going to give you some tools to help you stay in your most content, beautiful existence as we are intended to do. What's going on here? Why am I here? My first reaction was, you want me to do what? And then as I stepped out of my human ego, I could hear God, and God said, we all have a message to share. So I said yes. And my message is that it's something that I seem to share over and over with people. And this is about honoring love and trust, loving God, loving others, loving your support group, loving all creatures, and most of all, loving yourself. Trusting God 100% by living the life that we are intended to live, content, happy, beautiful, full of love and light. And that's my message for you today, living in a beautiful life. I know most of you, and it is an incredible honor to be invited here and to share with all of you today. You probably know that I like to volunteer just a little bit. Most recently, Carol and Nancy have partnered up with me and we're preparing food and serving meals at the local women's shelter, Esther's Place. And I also like to volunteer here at Unity with hospitality and the Women's Circle. There are so many ways that we can help mankind, and I like to call it being God's hands, seeing others through God's eyes, and loving with God's heart. It truly is an honor to volunteer. I am working on my master's degree towards my doctorate in metaphysical sciences, and as a result, I am an ordained minister and a reverend, and yes, I can marry people, but that's not why I pursue my education. I pursue my education because God asked me to. As a result of my studies and working with my mother healer, who has most recently stepped off the planet, I am who I am. I have been able to obtain my higher self, to gain a knowledge I did not know existed, to see a world around me that I could not see before, and to feel the immense beauty that I could not feel before. And I have reached a level of contentment, unconditional love, and communication with God that I thought not possible. You have a paper in your program that I invite you to write on later, and you can do with it what you want. Share it, burn it, save it, tape it to your bathroom mirror. This is going to be between you and God. And I'm going to read it. It says, because I see myself as God sees me, a beautiful, complete, light-filled, trusting, and content spiritual being, I plan to always and forever, fill in the blank. So we're going to go into meditation now. And Savannah, Terry, and Kevin are here to help us with their amazing talents. I'm going to lead you into, the meditation. And they're going to, once I get you all relaxed and settled in, then Savannah, Terry, and Kevin are going to play a beautiful song for you that just keeps revisiting my life. And I really thank them for doing this for me. I heard it was an extremely difficult song. I didn't realize it was. I thought, to me, it's a beautiful, easy song, but evidently it's technical, and I appreciate them and their efforts. Thank you so much. So we'll have meditation, we'll have a beautiful song, we'll have like 2 minutes of silent meditation to commune with God, and then Terry will bring us back into reality with a little bit of music. Okay? We ready? Okay, so let us get comfortable. Close your eyes. Feet flat on the floor. Back straight. Be aware of your physical body. As you lift your shoulders and eyebrows, now take a deep breath. Fill your lungs and your diaphragm as full as you can. In. Hold it. And as you relax and breathe out of your mouth, feel your whole body fall down towards Mother Earth connecting, lovingly and energetically grounded through your feet. Take another deep breath in. Raise your shoulders and eyebrows again. And as you relax, blow out. And with your mind, body, and soul, know that you are connected to Mother Earth. Let's do this two more times. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And breathe out, relaxing into Mother Earth, and know that you can spiritually and energetically welcome all loving communications from God and your support group. Deep breath in. Hold it and blow out into relaxing Mother Earth. Now let's go to our beautiful place with some music and then a couple minutes of silent meditation.
Intangible and let go of the pain with all of my might.
How's everybody feeling? Are we all good and done for the day now? Can we go? Follow me. So let me ask you this. How many of you get the daily word? Did you know you can get it in your email and on your phone as well? I'm going to read you one of my favorite daily word readings. One presence. I am one with God, open and receptive to divine love, light, wisdom, and life. Protected and supported. Adored always and at all times. I'm going to repeat this. I am one with God, open and receptive to divine love, light, wisdom, and life. Open, protected, supported, adored, always, and at all times. Remember, the presence of power of God is always with you, available to you in all situations. How empowering it feels to know that this creative force responsible for extensive galaxies, brilliant sunrises, colorful hummingbirds is your biggest fan, your greatest love, and with you at all times. The more we cooperate by consciously acknowledging and allowing Spirit to work in us and through us, the better things are in our lives. God is one presence. If you feel opposed, separated, or influenced negatively, it is because you have distanced or blocked yourself from this unconditional love and goodness. If you feel separation, it is up to you to find the tools to reopen your mind, heart, and life to the flow of all good that is always seeking you. I affirm I am one with God, open and receptive to divine love, life, wisdom, and light. I'll repeat that. I affirm I am one with God, open and receptive to divine love, life, wisdom, and life. You are beautiful spiritual beings living a human life. And sometimes this life causes us to forget. It creates anxiety, envy, and fear. And the greatest tool for us is our minds. And to remember that we are designed to live in the now. If we go into the future, we can have anxiety. If we go into the past, we can have depression and regret. So when you find yourself wandering off into these self-destructive negative thought patterns, gently and lovingly bring yourself back into the here and now. This is a habit that you must form. And this is to be practiced for the rest of your life. Another great tool is to go into the quiet every day. Spend time alone with your greatest love and honor your love. Walking the authentic talk. This is a conscious choice that we make, living your life from the inside out, from your authentic soul, your authentic blueprint, with true intentions for every living creature. Knowing we are connected, tapping into that wonderful source, your personal support group, and hearing their guidance and cheers. I like to listen to chakra cleanses. I can meditate standing up, lying down, on a train, on a plane. I'm meditating right now. Who's meditating right now? Who's asleep? This is a habit that must be developed, nurtured, and then trusted. Taking responsibility for the personal narrative that you want to hold. What is your reality? What is the deepest version of you? You have enough. You are fulfilled. Our minds are like playgrounds, a stage that we are the star of, and this is your creation. You are the producer and the director. You invite other actors to come onto your stage, and it's an ad lib theater. You never know what you're going to be presented with. But you control how you react, respond, and feel. We can train our minds to think as we are designed to live and be, living in a positive, self-loving environment where we care and love for ourselves and others. Finding that safe, loving contentment, we can learn to silence the noise that the ego brings in. We can train our minds to stop negative, self-defeating thoughts, and we do this by being present and going into the silence with God and finding that deep knowing. Knowing that you are connected and loved and can impact others. What is your contribution and your positive impact to other living creatures? Helping others will make you feel grounded, balanced, and feel like your beautiful, authentic self. Let me ask you this. Do you feel loved by God? Raise your hands if you know that you feel loved by God. Do you see God as your greatest love of all? Your biggest fan? Your one and only? You are so unique. There is none other like you. You are created perfect in God's design just for you. And you are so deeply loved and supported. Show God your love by not being afraid, by stopping negative thoughts, by keeping the painful past where it belongs, by not being a victim, by walking your talk and living your beautiful life. Remember, you are complete. If you say, I love God and I trust God, then show God. Release that fear. Release that negative self-talk. Release living in the past. And release the envy. If you say, I trust God, then let your heart be free to trust. Don't question. Don't fret. And don't look back. It is essential to develop a routine where you spend quiet time and can allow God and your support group to communicate with you. The more time you spend in consistent quiet, the easier it is for your communication to open up and the higher your energy, soul will vibrate and become awakened. Live as we are designed to live. In the moment, carefree, loving, giving, and limitless. Show your intent to God. Walk the talk that's in your head and your heart. So in conclusion, train your mind to trust God, be present, love yourself and others, communicate with God in quiet time, and to not entertain self-defeating negative thoughts. We create our own reality, so why not have a wonderful, fabulous one? Welcome to beautiful. I send you love and light. Thank you.